Life Audio.
Welcome to the Crosswalk Devotional. We're so glad to have you listening. I'm Lynette Kittle, and today's topic is Understanding Justification, Sanctification, and Glorification. We'll be right back after a brief message from our sponsor.
Well, good day to you. It's Joel with the King Country dropping in to let you know that our brand new film, Unsung Hero, is in theaters now.
It's Luke here. We've teamed up with the creators of Jesus Revolution to bring you this adventure of a lifetime. It's a powerful, true story about a family uniting, growing in their faith, and facing the impossible together.
In theaters now, unsunghero.movie for more information.
Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Understanding Justification, Sanctification, and Glorification, written and read by Lynette Kittle. It is because of Him that you are in Christ Jesus, who has become for us wisdom from God, that is, our righteousness, holiness, and redemption. 1 Corinthians 1:30. Sometimes, as a Christian, it can be confusing to understand common terms used in preaching, teaching, and Christian content. Justification, sanctification, and glorification can go right over our heads if we don't have a clear understanding of basic Christian doctrine, which is foundational for living a life dedicated to God. Justification, sanctification, and glorification address our redemption from sin. Because we are Adam's descendants, birth doesn't offer us a sinless option. It's passed down from generation to generation. The Apostle Paul explains in Romans 5:12, "Therefore, just as sin entered the world through one man, and death through sin, and in this way death came to all people, because all sinned." All humans are born with sin in our DNA, which makes it easy for us to sin. Understanding foundational Christian doctrines dealing with the issue of sin helps us live a godly life. Not knowing these doctrines can lead us to feel defeated in our daily Christian walk, not understanding redemption's principles and process. Justification is being saved from the guilt and penalty of sin and made right with God. It's where the blood of Jesus shed on the cross washes away the debt of sin in our lives. Because Jesus took our place and paid for our sins on the cross, they are washed away, and we are set free from Satan's claim and ownership of our lives. Revelation 1:5 states, "To him who loves us and has freed us from our sins by his blood." Overall, people don't realize that until we receive God's gift of salvation, the devil has claim to our lives. Many believe we belong to ourselves and have the option to choose who our life belongs to. But without receiving God's gift of salvation, it belongs to the evil one. When we accept God's gift, we receive the righteousness of Christ, which is a right, restored relationship with God. Something not possible without justification. Romans 4:25 explains, "He was delivered over to death for our sins and was raised to life for our justification." As born sinners, we aren't able to free ourselves from sin. Because of our sin-filled bloodline, we don't have the ability to justify ourselves, no matter what we do or how good we try to be. For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, and all are justified freely by His grace through the redemption that came by Christ Jesus. Romans 3:23-24. Justification comes only through Jesus Christ. Through Him, everyone who believes is set free from every sin, a justification you were not able to obtain under the law of Moses. Acts 13:39. Sanctification sets us apart and gives us the power to resist sin. It is where we become more Christ-like in our daily lives. Psalm 4:3 tells us the Lord sets apart His faithful servants for Himself. It involves a daily, continual process of choosing to obey God over sinning. Before justification, sin isn't our second nature, it's our nature. Romans 6:20 describes our pre-justification condition as unredeemed sinners. When you were slaves to sin, you were free from the control of righteousness. In Jesus' prayer for His disciples, He asks God to sanctify them by the truth. Your word is truth. As You sent Me into the world, I have sent them into the world. For them I sanctify Myself, that they too may be truly sanctified. John 17:17-19. Romans 6:22 clarifies how the process of sanctification sets us apart and gives us the ability to resist sin and cultivate holiness in our lives. But now that you have been set free from sin and have become slaves of God, the benefit you reap leads to holiness, and the result is eternal life. As well, in 2 Corinthians 7:1, the Apostle Paul instructs us, "Therefore, since we have these promises, dear friends, let us purify ourselves from everything that contaminates body and spirit, perfecting holiness out of reverence for God." Glorification completes our redemption, saving us from ever having to deal with sin again. It comes when we leave this life and enter everlasting life with Jesus. Sin will no longer be able to tempt us, and we will be free forever from ever having to resist it again. Jesus describes how glorification comes in God's presence. "And now, Father, glorify Me in Your presence with the glory I had with You before the world began. I have received You to those whom You gave Me out of the world. They were Yours. You gave them to Me, and they have obeyed Your word." John 17:5-6. In John 8:54, Jesus explains how even His glory comes from God and not Himself. Jesus replied, "If I glorify Myself, My glory means nothing. My Father, whom You claim as Your God, is the one who glorifies Me." John 8:54. Intersecting faith and life. Why not commit this coming year to studying and reviewing the foundational doctrines of the Christian faith? Ask God to lead you in discovering how understanding them helps strengthen your relationship with Him. Further reading: How does justification by faith work in the life of a believer?
The Crosswalk Devotional is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
Everyone wants to change the world. Capital Ministries is doing just that, one heart at a time, by creating disciples of Jesus Christ among political leaders in the U.S. and foreign nations. For more than 25 years, founder Ralph Drollinger has written Bible studies specifically for public servants. Study along with us and learn what the Bible says about capitalism, communism, abortion, same-sex marriage, and other contemporary issues. Subscribe and follow us at lifeaudio.com or search Capital Ministries on your favorite podcast platform.